with a heart filled with praise is what we need this morning. I don't know about you, but my heart is on Jesus. My mind is on the Lord. My soul belongs to you. No matter who you are, he paid the price for you. Straight back on Calvary. I don't care what position you're in. Jesus paid the price for you. It doesn't matter if you deserve it. It doesn't matter if you didn't. He did it for you. Amen. So I don't know about you, but my heart, my mind, and my soul belongs to Jesus this morning. Amen. Let's give Jesus one more big hand clap of praise this morning. We might as well jump right to the word of the Lord this morning. As you already see, we're in Genesis this morning, chapter 12, and we're going to begin at the first verse, okay? I don't know if any of you fly, but this is what I call my Spirit Airlines backpack. Because, you know, when they start charging for them bags, they add up, man. So I take to find the biggest backpack I can find and stuff it with everything, amen? It never fails. My wife always needs room in mine, too. I'm like, man, you got your own backpack. Right? But this is my Spirit Airlines backpack. But this morning, it represents something a little bit different. It represents the stuff that we carry around with us each and every day. Yeah. See, this looks like a normal backpack, but you don't know what the backpack has in it, amen? Amen. Amen. It's heavy. This is heavy. Yeah. It's a heavy backpack. But guess what? It ain't heavy unless you carry it. You look to you, it might look normal, but it's heavy because I understand what I'm carrying. And a lot of times we carry around all of this stuff. All of this stuff. Some of it good, some of it bad. But how many know the good stuff can be heavy too? It can be heavy. Sometimes something you got going on good can be heavy. So this backpack, let's see. Let's see what's in it. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
It's the first word. This is expectation. You can carry around expectation, you know, trying to be everything for everybody. Amen. It's the pressure to live up to every role, every need, every title. Even when you're breaking inside, expectation can be tough to carry. Amen? Amen. Amen. But that's not the only brick we carry. What else we got here? We got control. Amen? Control. Because if I don't do it, it won't get done. Anybody been there before? You convinced yourself that everything depends on you. Amen? So you micromanage, you stress, and you stay up at night trying to hold it all together. It's control. Regret. Something from years ago can be challenging your self-worth. Amen? Maybe it was a failed relationship, a missed opportunity, or a decision that steals what whispers every time that something comes up, you're like, man, if I only had done this thing. We carry around these things each and every day. In case you think I'm out of bricks, I'm not. I told you it was heavy. What about comfort? And not comfort because it helps. Comfort because, you know, you want to numb yourself to what's happening. It's easy. Right? It's easy. If I stay in this lane, I don't have to worry about it. I know what it is. I know what I can expect. I don't have to stretch myself. It's the routine. It makes you feel safe even though you're stuck. Amen? We carry around this stuff all day. I'm almost out of work. So what about insecurity? Always second guessing yourself, downplaying your worth, comparing your journey, you know, Insecurity is a trip because you smile in public. Everybody think everything is all right. They like, man, girl, she got it going on. She all good. She this. She got a good job. She got a good this or whatever, or he, whatever. But insecurity can eat you from the inside out.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. You carry it around. All right. I got two more bricks. Yeah, I told you I was carrying around a lot of baggage. What about distraction?
Yeah.
All right? The noise, the busyness, the constant scrolling on your phone, it keeps you numb so you don't have to deal with the deeper things. So you stay busy, but you're really never aligned, right? What happens with this is, I don't know if you've ever come home from wherever you do for a living and get home and just find yourself hours of scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. Like, man, where'd the night go? Distraction. It makes us not deal with the things that we should be dealing with. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And I'm not a big social media fan anyway, but this is not an attack on anybody who is, but the reality of it is, whatever your distraction is, because sometimes, a bottle can be a distraction, right? The phone can be a distraction, like on the phone talking to people and just trying to take your mind off things can be a distraction. But we're carrying around all of these bricks. And the last one, stress. Man, the constant mental weight of managing outcomes you were never meant to control. You weren't meant to control it, but we sit here playing it in our head over and over again. Some people stress about some of the craziest things. Like, man, I'm taking a bus trip tomorrow. Man, what if the bus explodes? Like, what do you spend the time on stuff like that for? You know, watching too many movies. Maybe that's your distraction, But people carry around this stuff every day. And I'm not trying to make light of it, because some of the stuff you carry around is good, some of it's bad, but it's still stuff you have to carry, you have to maintain. And it can be challenging to do that, amen? And somebody else's stress doesn't look stress, or somebody else's baggage, it doesn't look heavy, because it just seems like no big deal until you want to carry it. And you're like, that ain't no big deal. I went through that thing last week, last year, whatever. But just because you went through it and it worked out the way it did for you, it doesn't make it any easier for somebody else who's in it. Amen? It doesn't. It makes it tough. And so I was looking at this, and so it really made me think of Abraham, right? So we're going to turn to Genesis chapter 12. We're going to start with the very first verse. You should have it right by now. It says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land I will show thee." See, Abraham wasn't leaving failure. He was not. He was leaving familiarity. Amen. He had wealth. He had a name. He had a culture, a home. But God said, let it go. Why? Because comfort is a terrible foundation for a calling. Amen. God's call starts with separation before direction. And that's tough. God calls us to separate ourselves before he actually gives direction. And that is a challenge. I got an aunt moving to Texas. She's going to a new place led by God. But she don't have it all figured out. Because sometimes you got to separate yourself before the direction comes, amen? And this is what happened with Abraham, amen? The thing is, Abraham, his situation was misaligned. It wasn't miserable. See, sometimes we want God to show up in these dark times, and these dark, we like, oh man, I can't believe. Listen, God shows up, I'm not gonna say God doesn't show up in those times, but a lot of times we looking for God in the depths of that. But he'll show up in a situation that we think is okay. This is why God will work on an area. We like, God, this is all right. What about this terrible thing I'm dealing with? You know what I'm stressing about? And God seems to show up with an area that you seem fine. Because I'm sure Abraham like, look, I'm good here. I got family. I got everything I need. We're good. Why am I going out somewhere else? And it's just like my aunt. It looks like, man, everything's good. What you going? You got work, man. You got three jobs. Right? You got everything going on. You got a good house. You got a good whatever. But you know what? Sometimes God calls you in areas that you don't even think you need to work on. Amen?
Amen.
But I thank God that he knows better than we do.
Amen?
God asked Abraham to leave, three things. He has to leave his country, which is his culture, amen? He has to leave his kindred, his relational obligations. Sometimes we got to drop the relational obligations to be able to get in the space of what God wants us to be, amen?
Amen.
And he has to leave his father's house. That's his generational identity. Back then, man, you and your father, that's what you grow up. You grow up and you take over. But God called him to be able to leave that because the situation was misaligned. Amen?
Amen.
God was taking him to a place that he needed to go, so he needed to separate him from where he was. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Now, Abraham, he didn't make a mistake in this. He took Lot. God told him to get away from all the kindred. He decided he was going to take somebody with him anyway. And, you know, I don't think it was rebellion. I think it was more sentiment. Because sometimes you just want to be like, oh, man, you've been there for me. You know, I want to take care of you, so come on and go with me. But sometimes they're not meant for the journey. Sometimes they're not. Right? And it was very clear what God wanted him to do. And because Abraham took Lot, he was still blessed, but it caused him trouble later on. Amen?
Amen.
That extra attachment, it really caused division and delay, is what it did. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes you think you're helping people, but the best help sometimes is to let them be where they are and let God be able to deal with them in their journey. Amen? I work with a guy. And he has this affinity for the downtrodden. I mean, he will take them wherever he goes. And sometimes you got to leave those jokers alone. Now, I'm not going to say he here this morning, because he might or might not be here. But when you have an affinity for the downtrodden, sometimes your journey becomes misaligned. And sometimes the people that you bring with you, sometimes they turn your misalignment into you being miserable. Amen?
Amen?
And it was never meant to be like that. Right? Your journey is your journey. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we want to take people with us, and I understand that. But we got enough baggage going on. I got my backpack. I can't carry around yours. I can't. I got my own thing that I'm worried about. I got my own thing that I want from God, and God needs me, and he needs me in a space to be able to separate myself, to be able to ultimately do what he needs me to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to verse 2. Right? It says, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." See, God just wasn't moving Abraham. He was remaking him. Amen. God doesn't call you out to strip you down. He's not sending Abraham into something. He's forming him, something through him. Amen. He calls on us to build something greater sometimes. And it might not make sense to other people. It doesn't always make sense to other people how God does it, but he does it anyway.
Right? Amen.
But sometimes people have a hard time doing this because they cling to the past. They're like, man, these were my boys growing up, or these were my girls, or whatever it is. And it's a lot of times we have a hard time getting what God has for us because we can't give up the past. Sometimes it's like, man, I remember, man, I used to have a good job. I used to have a great car. Oh, man, that ex-girlfriend I had was awesome. And now we cling to the past so much we can't even move forward in the future. It's weighing us down. It's baggage. It's stopping us from moving because we cling into the past. So God, he moved him on. He said, look, I'm going to make you great. And it might not make sense because God could have made him great where he was. He's God. It's like, man, why I got to go somewhere? Where I'm at is good. You know? Like anything you want to move, guys, you can move. But I'm here. I'm posted. Right? And what is 10 toes down? I'm good. You know? But he had to move. And he was clean, you know, I don't know if you've ever clung to the past. Because sometimes we have these bricks and sometimes we build things, right? And we build things out of these bricks because all bricks aren't bad. And some of them we need to carry on a journey with us. And when we get to somewhere, we start building, amen?
Amen.
But sometimes the foundation underneath it is crippled because we build out of fear, right? I don't know if you've done this, like, man, I can't, you know, you build this something, like in business, sometimes people build something, like, man, I ain't going broke again, I'm gonna, this gotta work, and it's built off the wrong foundation. And they say, man, I won't be rejected again. I remember that, you know, they told me I wasn't good enough, and so you build something up out of that, but sometimes the foundation is too weak when you're building out of like trauma and fear and, you know, people pleasing. That's my favorite. People will build stuff. People won't do stuff for themselves. They such people pleasers, man. They will build somebody else a house and they ain't got no house. People pleasing like that. It just, man, you don't feel like doing that. They call, oh, can you make a cake? You're like, oh, okay. I wouldn't make a cake for myself, but I guess I'll make one. You know, and you get in there and you inconvenience, and then all of a sudden you take it somewhere and they take one slice out of it. You're like, I ain't never making no cake again, man. They don't even appreciate it. That's what happens to us. It does. Because we build out of the wrong things. We build because of the wrong things. Sometimes you just gotta say no. Sometimes you gotta be like, nah, man, it ain't in the cards. I ain't got no flour. We good. Right? And it's hard to do. And I'm not trying to make it seem like it's easy, but we're on a different journey. And the journey you on can't have you cling to the past, people pleasing, everything like that. Amen?
Amen.
Some of us are building safety instead of significance. Some of us, we build safety instead of significance. Like, we because we're building and the people around us aren't building, we start to compare and we think it's good enough. But the reality of it is, it don't make it good enough just because in comparison it's better.
Right?
God wants you to build something significant, not something you think you can do. Like, you don't need God if you think you can do it.
Right.
It ain't no point. Right? If you can see the plans and you're like, I can execute this thing, it doesn't mean that God is in it, amen?
All right.
It does not. Because you like, you can do it. You got it all figured out, amen? Let's go to verse 3. It says, I like this part. It says, and I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. I love that part. See, your obedience is never just about you. It creates a ripple effect. See, that thing that you want to help people on, you can help them by doing what God would have you to do. And it'll create a ripple effect for them. It don't mean you got to bring them. God will create provision for them through your work. Amen?
Amen.
But sometimes we think somebody need to be there in the midst with us. They don't need to be in the midst when we build it. Amen. But God will bless them because he knows they're important to you. He knows they're important to you, so he will move on their behalf. And he was telling Abraham, I'm going to bless the people that bless you. Don't worry about it. And those that curse you, I'm going to curse them. Man, that got to feel good hearing that. You're like, yeah, are you sure you want to say that, brother? Okay, watch God. Right? I'm happy God had never told me that, man. I'd be walking through here like, oh, what you got to say? Please say something. Please. You know, sometimes when you look at this verse, it says, I'll bless them to bless thee. Sometimes we're building things out of bricks that other people gave us, right? We're building this stuff up, and it's a brick that somebody else gave you. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, right? But sometimes, you know, maybe your parents told you would never amount to anything, and you're building out of those bricks. Those are bad bricks to build out of. But maybe your family left some kind of legacy for you to be able to carry on and do, and you're building off good bricks, amen?
Amen.
But guess what? At the end of the day, they are still bricks. They are still heavy. You still have to carry them around. They still sometimes can feel burdensome and everything else. Who's handed you your bricks this morning? Maybe it was a teacher's label. Maybe it was the pressure of your family. Maybe it was even your kids coming home from school saying, why can't we go here when Johnny's family can do this? All of these things can add to stress that we carry around and we shouldn't be carrying around. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to verse 4. It says, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. You know where I'm supposed to be going. It says, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. He didn't argue. He didn't negotiate, he just moved. Alignment starts with trust, not full understanding.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Obedience creates alignment with God. Amen. Now, when I read this story, the first thing that came to me, in all honesty, was if God tells you this, it's pretty easy to do. It's like, look, man, if you're telling me you're going to bless me, and you're going to curse the people that curse me, and you're telling me to get out of this situation I'm in, and even though I don't know the direction, it seems pretty easy to be able to do. It's like, man, come on. Hey, all right, come on, God, where are we going? Right? But the reality of it is, Abraham had a promise. Well, we have promises. Amen?
Amen.
We have promises that we need to actually build on and carry around with us. And it's the same kind of promises. Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example of God's promise. God says he is with you. If you read Hebrews 13 and 5, it's God is with you. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen? It says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that means God is with you in Hebrews 13 and 5. That's a promise you can build upon. Amen?
Yeah.
God will guide you. Proverbs 3 and 6. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So you have a promise from God that he will guide you. All you have to do is acknowledge him. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. When you don't know what's next, this promise reminds you. You're not navigating blind. God will guide you.
Amen.
You don't have to know where you're going. God will guide you. He gave you that promise.
Amen.
You can build upon that. It says God will strengthen you in Isaiah 40, 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen?
Amen.
So you're not running on empty. You're not finished. God will renew you. Amen.
Yeah.
He will strengthen you.
Amen.
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 God is working all things for your good. Amen. All things work together for the good. So you, if you don't understand what's happening in your life and you can't understand the pain you're dealing with, the suffering or whatever it is, just turn to Romans 8:28. Amen. That's a promise that you have, but a lot of times we don't activate these promises because we think that Abraham, like God just descended upon him and said, go out of thy country, my son, and it was that clear. Listen, it don't mean it was that point blank just because God said that. It's point blank. If we got promises, we don't do it. Abraham got a promise, and it doesn't mean it was as clear as we like to think it was because he did something. And you know what I wonder? I wonder how many people God went to before and they just didn't move. They don't say that, but I wonder how many people God went to like, I'll get out of this country and go move. And they're like, man, that ain't God. That's what we do. That ain't God. I don't know. God wouldn't want me uncomfortable. Right? He wouldn't want me uncomfortable. That ain't him. Right? I ate pastrami last night. That's that. Right? God gives you peace. Philippians 4 and 7, amen?
Amen.
It says, and the peace of God shall keep your hearts and minds. So you can surrender that grip of anxiety,
amen?
Peace is a part of the plan, amen?
Amen.
See, God just doesn't promise outcomes. He promises peace in the process. But we have to seek peace, and we have to seek it from him. A lot of times when things go haywire, we start to get all crazy about what's going on instead of going to God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm not just telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. Amen? Because things start to get chaotic, and you can, boy, man, I know how to get loose. Amen? When I was in corporate America, my wife said I got soft. When I was in corporate America, I could go off, right? And if you thought you had peace, I was coming around the corner to disturb your peace.
Amen.
If you ain't have a Bible on deck, your peace was going to be disturbed. Amen. And sometimes there are people like that, that you could be having a good day and going about your business, and all of a sudden, here comes the peace disruptor. Right? But your peace comes from God, not from other people.
Yeah.
It doesn't come from the agitator or whoever it is you got going on in your life. You have to have peace in spite of that person. Amen.
Yes.
Listen, it's great today. You're like, see, God, they didn't catch a beat down today. I got peace. I'm good. You know, because they come around talking all crazy and doing all stuff. We good. You know, I ain't tell them off. I ain't do none of this other stuff. You have a foundation of promises that God has given us. Oh, went too far. Sorry, that's next. You have a foundation of promises that God has given us. It's really time for us to step into it, amen?
Yeah. Amen.
It's time to be able to deal with it. What does God need you to release in this season? I want a moment of reflection. What does God need you to release in this season right now? Right? Maybe you're carrying around something that you should not be carrying around. Maybe it's a grudge that you think is justified. Maybe it's the comfort zone because you protect it. Or fear that's been driving your decisions. But what does God need you to release in this season? What does he need you to release? Is there something that you're holding on to? Is there something that doesn't make sense? Is there a grudge or something, man, that you need to let go? What bricks have you been carrying around that you just haven't taken action on that you need to start building? I love those idea people. Every week they got a new idea, but they never start building anything. It's time for you to start building. Maybe it's something that you had a dream of or a vision or something that you wanted to happen. The time to start building is now. Amen?
Amen.
Maybe you started building something, but you never finished it. Adversity hit. You're like, man, I never did the thing that I was supposed to do. Man, it was good. Nah, something happened. Maybe it's time for you to keep building. Amen? I believe this is a season of alignment for us. Amen?
Amen.
God's not punishing you. He's preparing you. So I want you to reflect on how you can start building for God this morning. What can you build? What brick have you been carrying around that you need to be doing something different with?
Yes.
Turn it over to God. He's an amazing God, amen?
Amen.
It's a new season. Fresh anointing, and it's flowing my way. It's the season of power and prosperity. Your heart this morning, because it's a new season this morning. All you have to do is claim this season this morning. All you have to do is reach out and grab the season. Season of power and prosperity. Would you grab a microphone for me? This morning, and it's time for a new season for you. If you're here this morning and you need to start building something different, if you know that life needs to change for you, and you've been carrying around things that you don't need to be carrying around, and you're a little, and maybe you're even unsure about what you should be doing, I'm going to ask that you come across the front. We'll pray together this morning.